Hey Tamils, Thursday the 7th of July, Rabbi Menachem Glick, a theme on the parasha. Today's shiur is sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Elisheva Bas Menachem HaKohen.
I'd first like to thank everybody for inviting me to be mishtatef, the privilege to say Dvar Torah and the parasha. I'd like to make an introduction, because I think it's very important. The Rambam says in the Mor Nevuchim that the reason why Talmidei Chachamim become Talmidei Chachamim because they're makbid on introductions. So the Hakdama is an important yisoid in Avodas Hashem. Many of us have learned Chumash in primary school and grammar school. And we've learned Gemara in primary school and grammar school. Then we go to Yeshiva, and just like we grow in our understanding of Gemara, we also have to grow in our understanding of Torah, of Chumash. We have to steig in our limud Chumash. So that's why I'd like a few points on the parasha that we can see. Number one, it's important to know that Torah is not a storybook. Many of us learn the parasha, they see many stories. But we see the first Rashi in Chumash already teaches us that Torah is not a storybook. Rashi, at the beginning of the Torah, starts off that why does the Torah start off with Bereishis Bara Elokim? It should begin with HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Reish Chodashim. What is Rashi telling us? That Torah is not a storybook. Torah is a code of laws. And they're teaching us halachas, teaching us how to behave. It could be sometimes teaching us halachas, and could be teaching on Hoggis. The Ramchal already speaks about how we can learn in Shaar HaNekiyus from different stories in the Torah about how one should refrain from jealousy, from running after covet, from the parashas that we've read, we've spoken about, Shlach, Koirach, the Meraglim, running after covet, they saw they would lose their Nesiyus if they would go into Eretz Yisrael, so they made the Dibas Hara. So to Koirach, he was jealous of Aaron HaKohen, and therefore he caused Machlekes. So these parashas that we've learned are not just parashas that are telling us stories. These are parashas that are teaching us how to behave. Reb Chaim Vital in Shaar HaKedusha says that the Torah does not speak about midos. It doesn't discuss midos. Why? Because midos are the yesod of the Torah. Without midos, a person cannot mekayim any mitzvah. Any mitzvah in its shleimus cannot be miskayim if a person is not working on his midos. For instance, if a person is a baal gaiva, a person is haughty, and sometimes he has to refrain from doing an avera, and it will affect his gaiva or his taiva. He wants something, but let's say the Torah says you can't do it. So any mitzvah sometimes will be davening, sometimes will be, let's say he has to run out from shul in order to have to make a business deal. So this taiva will cause him not to daven properly. Or he's embarrassed, busha. Sometimes he forgot to daven mincha. Or let's say a person forgot Yalav Yovah and is embarrassed that people should know he forgot Yalav Yovah and he won't repeat Shmon Esrei. Or he missed, it's almost Shkia, and he's in a place and he hasn't daven mincha yet. So he has to overcome his gaiva, his kovod, and daven in a place that he might be embarrassed to say, I haven't daven mincha yet. So therefore the Torah is teaching us how to overcome our midas rois. We start Parashas Balak. There's a diak from the Altav in Kelm. The Altav in Kelm starts off, Vayar Balak es lekol asher oso Yisrael le'emoyri. Doesn't mention a title. Vayar Balak ben Tzibor es lekol asher Yisrael le'emoyri. Who was Balak? In a few psukim further, it says, U'Balak ben Tzibor melech lemoyah v'esahi. Why does the Torah not tell us who Balak is, and then tell us Vayishma Yisroi, Koye Midian. Yisroi says who he was. That's why Yisroi heard. Here, it just says, Vayar Balak Ben Tzipor, who was he? So the Alter Rebbe Kelm says an important Yisroi that's coming to teach us why did he become the Melech HaMayav? What Koyach did he have? Why was he chosen to be the Melech? What did he see? Vayar Balak Ben Tzipor is called Asher Yisroi Lo Emoiri. He saw that Klal Yisrael destroyed the Emoiri in a not normal way, in a miraculous way. And he saw there's something going on here. And therefore, he realized what Chazal tell us, that he saw, Ma Koichoi, what's Koichoi of Klal Yisrael? Koichoi is Bepeh. Klal Yisrael's Koyach is not Becherev. Becharvi u'Bekashti is Betzluusi ba'usi. With tefillah and Torah. That's the koyach that Klal Yisrael has. And therefore, even the Goyim realized that that's the koyach of Klal Yisrael. And that's why he was chosen. And that's what we can look and learn. Vayar Bolok. It says, Vayar. See, look. Look into the world. Ezel Chocham Haloimid Nikol Odom. The Mashgiach, Revolver Zechron and Levrocha said, Ezel Chocham Aloim Mikol Odom. Does not have to be Dafka Mikol Odom. A person teaches you. From learning, from an action of a person. From learning from the Bria, learning from every place. Ezel Chocham Aloim Mikol Odom means it learns from situations. Vayar Bolog Ben Tzipor. See, look in the world. Look, Mi Bora Eila. Look at the world. Look at a tree. See, who created a tree? When a person looks at the world, the Mashgiach, Zechron and Levrocha, Revolver, he taught us that that's the first yisoid is to learn. Have a koyach, we called it koyach hislamdus. To see that koyach vayar bolog ben sipor. I want to go weiter. We find weiter in the parasha that there was a novi, Bilam. Bilam was a novi. Bilam is called a novi. It's unbelievable. We look at the Rambam, Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah. How does one become a Navi? A person is Oyver HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Rambam, that a person is misgabri, overcomes all his nisyonis with Kedusha, Vitara, and then he's chosen to become a Navi. And if you look at the Rambam, and you're daik in the Rambam is mashma, that Nevius comes Mimela. If a person goes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and is dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says that's called the B'nai Nevi'im. They wanted to get Nevuah. Nevuah is not just the way we look at it as a prophet. A prophet has a prophecy. It's from his Dabkus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that brings us to Nevuah. And here we find Bilam, who is the Mushchas of the Mushchasim. Asoincha Sherechavta Alai. The Mushchas of the Mushchasim has Nevuah. Says Rashi from Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Nevuah to the Goyim. Why did he give Nevuah to the Goyim? Because the Goyim might come and say, had we had Nevuah, maybe we would have returned. We would have done Tshuva. How can you choose? How is Klal Yisrael as the Am Asher Bochar Banu? Why was they chosen? They had Nevuah. They had Nevi'im. If we would have Nevi'im, we would also be just like Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them Bilam. So the famous kasha is, what kind of answer is that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu with the Tzadik Yisrael Olam, Onav Mikol Adam. And who does he give to the Goyim? He gives them Bilam, Bilam HaRasha, who's the epitome of Rishus. Ayin Ra, Nefesh Rechava, Ruach Gvaya, Nefesh Rechava. He is the epitome of Mushchosus, and he is the one chosen. So I heard from the Mashgiach, Zechron of Rocha, he said, Pshad is that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the Negoyim. Look, without Torah, Yodea Das Elyon, a person can have the Madrega of Yediyah Das Elyon, and the opposite. The Yediyahs will bring him to Ashchasa. Yediyahs without Maisa. Klal Yisrael said, Naseh V'nishma. Torah goes, like we spoke at the beginning, Torah is not just Yediyah, it's not just mental telepathy. is not something for knowledge, it's actions. Nase v'nishma. Torah, that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu is showing us. Look at the Nevi'im of the Golomus Olam. They have Yedea Das Elyon. Without Maise, it can bring to Hashchosa. As we saw, not so long ago, with the German culture, wherever they were the most cultured nation, and where, how did they get? They used their sciences, all the sciences they've used for Rahman al-Islam to learn how to kill Klal Yisrael. Torah goes only with Lamaisa. With person learns Torah, it all goes Nasev and Nishma. Torah without Maisa is Nish Torah. Torah is only Nasev and Nishma. I want to go weiter now in the parasha. We find HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to persuade Bilam not to go, and he tells him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to persuade Bilam not to go. And what happens? He keeps coming, and he comes. Then what do we find? In the Kroy Lecha Bo Anoshim Kum Leich Itom V'achat Zedover Shedaber Lecha Oysa Isaase Kiyodua, the Goyim is mechalik between Loisei Lechi Moem, and here he says Kum Leich Itom. Kum Leich Itom means they could go with them with the same reason. In the beginning he says Loisei Lechi Moem, they say Kum Leich Itom. The Goyim explains, it says here, is a Yisoid here, the derech she'odom roitzei leilech melichim oisoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us hints and tries to help us. And throughout life, we'll have remozim. We'll have remozim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the right way? But if a person pushes and still wants to go the wrong way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person bechira. He gives him a choice. He has a choice. He will help him. He sends Malachi Rachamim to prevent the person from doing Averis. But Afal Pikein, if they want to do Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't refrain them from doing Averis. He doesn't prevent them from doing Averis. He lets them do Averis. I want to speak about another Nekuda, which I think is very important. It's a very important Nekuda from this parasha, which the Gemara says. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Yud Beis and the Beis that the Chazal wanted to kaveya in Shachris Parshas Bilam. In Parshas Bilam, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Beis and the Beis says that in the Parsha of Bilam, Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to put into Shachris. And why didn't he? If they tircha the tzibur. Chazal did not put in Parashas Bilam because Tircha de Tzibura. First of all, we see how Chazal were worried about Tircha de Tzibura. Even though it was something the Chazal felt was important for Klal Yisrael to know, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Makbid Tircha de Tzibura, Chazal are also Makbid in Tircha de Tzibura. But there's something in Parashas Bilam that Chazal wanted us to know. What is that? And we see it's very important, Yisoid. He says, the lashon of Bilam is Hein om ki lovi yokum ka ari yisnasa lo yishkal ad yichal terev adam chalolam yishte. Klal Yisrael gets up like a lion. That's what Chazal thought is important for everybody in Klal Yisrael to know. Now, if we look at the Gemara brings a different pasuk. The Gemara brings the pasuk Kora Shochar Ka'ari Yechlovim Yikimenu. That is the pasuk that's important. And the Marsha asks, why does the Gemara bring the pasuk of Kora Shochar Ka'ari Yechlovim Yikimenu? L'chayra, it should bring a pasuk of Hein Am Kilovi Yokum V'Cha'ari Yisnasa. Both talk about getting up in the morning and going to sleep. And Am Kilovi Yokum, they get up like a lion, like a baby lion, Ukaari Yisnaso. And the other pasuk is Kora Shochar Kaari Uchlovi Mi Kimenu. So the Maharsha asks, why does the Gemara bring the second pasuk? The Vilna Gaon, in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch starts off, Yisgaber Ka'ari. So the Vilna Gaon says, what's the source, what's the makar to that halacha in Shulchan Aruch? Is this pasuk, Hein Am Kelavi Yokum, the Ka'ari Yisnasa? This is the makar to the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch. And obviously Chazal understood that this is important for a person to know, this pasuk. And the Maharsha says, really, the Gemara should have brought the pasuk of Hein Am Kelavi Yokum. But we're going to try to understand, first of all, what's the importance of that pasuk, either the way the Maharsha learns, or what is stated in the Gemara. But we also want to understand what's pshat in the Gemara. So I once heard from Shalom Shadron, he brought, in the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch, it starts off, Yisgaber Ka'ari. And the Ramah continues, and he said, V'chein kishi yishkav yedei alef neimishu yishkav. So Rav Shalom Shadron asked the Kasha, Hilchas Shechiva is in Siman Reish Lamed Tes, how to go to sleep. Why does Ramah bring it in Siman Aleph, Sif Aleph, how to go to sleep? So I remember his lashon was, if a person goes to sleep like a horse, he can't get up like a lion. That's what Rav Shalom Shadron said. I can't imitate him, but that's the way he said it. He said that what the Ramah is teaching us, that how do we get up, Hein Am Kelavi Yokum, is we know how to go to sleep. If we go to sleep like Ka'ari, then we can get up like Hein Am Kelavi Yokum. But I want to go a little deeper into understanding why it's so important this yisoid of Hein Am Kelavi Yokum v'cha'ari yisnasa, or Kora Shochav Ka'ari Uchlovi Miyikimenu. Which interesting is the Marsha says, what's pshat? Kora Shochav Ka'ari Uchlovi Miyikimenu. Says the Maharsha, what does it mean? Kora shochav ka'ari yichlovi mi yikimenu, means mi yikimenu. Who can wake him up? What does it mean, who can wake him up? The pashut pshat is, the way Rashi says, mi yikimenu, who's strong enough to defeat him in his milchama, mi yikimenu, who can fight him. Says the Maharsha, beautiful pshat. Kora shochav ka'ari mi yikimenu means he doesn't need anybody to wake him up. The Ari gets up without anybody waking him up. Kora shochav ka'ari. The person goes to sleep like an ari. Then he doesn't need anyone to wake him up. It's an interesting medrash. It says that the medrash, the Yalkut, in Eishes Chayil, it says, V'tokom ba'ayd laila. That sorry, menu, but of the arm of laila. How do we know? The Yalkut says the whole pasuk of Eishes Chayil is going sorry, menu. So it says that V'tokom ba'ayd laila is sorry, menu. Shenemar vayashkeim Avrom baboike. She got up in the middle of the night. Avrom got up in the morning. Vayashkeim Avrom baboike. Sorry, Imenu got up even earlier, maybe to wake him up. I don't know. But vayashkeim Avrom baboike is because b'schus there was sorry Imenu v'tokom boed laila. Or b'shteiv and posik hein am kolavi yokum and kora shochav ka'ari. We wanted to put this in tefillah. Is the most important yisoid in tefillah, is to know to get up early. What's so important about this? So there's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, "Igra de pirka riata." The schar one gets from going to a shir is the running to a shir. The Meshgiach Rav Volba was medayik in the Lashon Kodesh. To run is the word rots. To run, rots. So Rav Volba said it comes from the word rotzayin. If a person wants something, he runs to it. So igra de pirka riata. Rashi says igra de pirka riata, to get a person's schari gets from running. What does it mean? It's a very chosher Rashi. Rashi says igra de pirka riata. Why is igra de pirka riata? He says because many people come to a shir and they can't repeat the shir afterwards. So they can't get schar for Talmud Torah. So they get schar for running. So if they can't repeat it, la'achaz man, Rashi says, schar Talmud Torah you don't get. Obviously he means the ikar Talmud Torah. Of course you get the mitzvah of the divar tebom, but the mitzvah of the shinan talav anecha, sheyu divar Torah mechudodim b'fichol, as the ikar schar is a person remembers what he learned. So he doesn't get schar for Talmud Torah, he gets schar for running to the base medrash. But the Tosef Rosh says the Rimshat. Tosef Rosh says, Igra the Pirka Riata, the shleimus of the mitzvah of going to learn is when you run. A person runs to learning, he gets the shleimus. The Rabbeinu Yoyne says a different shot. Rabbeinu Yoyne says the hakdoma to learning is the running. He brings a pasuk, Neidah nirdefa ladas Hashem. Says Rabbeinu Yoyne, if a person is nirdefa, then he comes to Neidah. If a person runs, the hakdama, the prerequisite for learning, neidah nirdefa ladas Hashem. If we want to know pshat, it's into enthusiasm. If a person comes with enthusiasm, they don't come to understand, says Rabbeinu Yoyne. Neidah nirdefa. So we find, the Rosh says that that's the shleimus. And the Rabbeinu Yoyne says that's the hakdama. So both true. The hakdama is the running. A person has to run, says Mitzvah Sishorim. That if a person doesn't have enthusiasm, he's not enthusiastic, says the Rabbeinu, says Mitzvah Sishorim. That if a person runs, it will bring the Rotzen. The Rots will bring the Rotzen. The Chitzoyus is Mashpi on the Pnimius. If a person does outer actions with enthusiasm, it will bring him to enthusiasm. So that's shot in the Rabbeinu Yoyne. If a person runs to the Beis Medrash, then he'll come to have the Rotzen. And then he'll come to what the Rosh says, that he comes to Shleimus. The person should run to the Beis Medrash. Neidah, nirdeva, he'll come to the Shleimus of the Rosh. But there's a Tosefes here. In the Tosefes, it doesn't just say get up early in the morning. It says, besides getting up in the morning, that it says that a person should get up. It says, Yisgaber Ka'ari. What's the meaning of Yisgaber Ka'ari? It doesn't only say run to Beis Medrash, which is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to run to Beis Medrash. And it's a Aveir, Halach and Shulchan Aruch, that a person when he leaves the Beis Medrash has to leave slowly. He shouldn't take Psi Agasa when he leaves the Beis Medrash, unless he's running to a mitzvah. When he comes to Beis Medrash, he should run. But here it says, a special Yisoyd of Yisgaber Ka'ari. What's the inyan of Ka'ari? What's this inyan that a person should get up like a lion? So the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, that Beis Medrash says, who is stronger? And I haven't been in the jungle, I don't know. But the Tosfos says that the doiv, the bear, is stronger than the lion. So what's miyuchad about the lion? That this is what Chazal is telling is Gaber Ka'ari. So the Maisa from Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, when he was in Siberia, he was in the barracks and he woke up in the middle of the night and he saw one of his friends from the barracks, I don't know his friends, was a guy, and the guy had a bag, and he took out the bag and he put on, there was something in the bag, and he put it on and he walked across the room, looked in the mirror, saluted and walked back and put what he was wearing back in the bag. And then Rabbi Galinsky saw, wow, what's this guy doing? So he decided next night he's going to do it again. And he watched, the next night he stayed up again, Rabbi Galinsky, and he saw this guy did it again. And a few nights he kept watching this person, every night this person would do it. So he decided he's going to ask him, what's going on? What are you doing? So he tapped him on the shoulder when they were working. He said, what are you doing in the middle of the night? And the guy wouldn't tell him. Finally he said, I saw what you do, just tell me what you're doing. So he told him that I was a general in the Polish army. And they captured me, the Russians, they put me in Siberia, and they tried to give me terrible jobs. They tell me to clean out the garbage, to belittle me, that I shouldn't remember I'm a general. And what do I do in order to remind myself the dignity, when I used to be a general? So every night I was able to cut off a piece of my uniform and kept it with me to remember who I am. I'm a general. And therefore, no matter what, no matter how much they give me terrible jobs, still I remember I'm a general. So I think that could be also. If we know we're a Ari, we know we're a Melech. Klal Yisrael says in the parasha, Usruas Melech Boy. Sruas Melech Boy, says Rashi, says Reya Shel Melech. We're the friend of the Melech. The Tosfos in Brochas and Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says that it says Kirega Ba'apoy Yodea Das Elyon. Bilam knew he could curse Klal Yisrael. When could he curse Klal Yisrael? 1 second. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kirega Ba'apoy. Kadosh Baruch Hu was angry for 1 second, and Bilam knew that second, and in that second he could curse Klal Yisrael. Why? How could he curse Klal Yisrael in 1 second? So Tosfos in one Teretz says he would say the word Kalein, destroy Klal Yisrael. And what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned it around. And he turned it around, Kalein to Melech. The opposite of Kalein is Melech. Why is the opposite of destroying Klal Yisrael Melech? What we're saying? If Klal Yisrael knows we're a Melech, if we know who we are, if we know how dignified we are, we are through as Melech Boy, we're Reyes Shel Melech Malchei Amlochim, then Klal Yisrael cannot be destroyed. No matter how much they'll be mashpil us, no matter how much they'll be destroying us, no matter how much they'll put us down, we have to know we're a Melech. That's the first Yisoid when a person gets up in the morning. Yisgaber Ka'ari. Know who you are. You're a Melech. You're an Ari. Could be the David is stronger than the Ari, but the Ari knows he's the Melech. The Melech has responsibility. We began. Vayar Balak ben Zippor. Balak became the Melech. Why? Because he saw. He saw deeper. He didn't look at only superficial. He looked at what he is. Rabbeinu Yoyne in Shara Avodah starts off Shara Avodah. The first prerequisite to Avodah Hashem is to know where Bnei Bonav Shel Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov. When a person starts off Shemayim Asri, he says, L'kei Avraham, L'kei Yitzchak v'Kei Yaakov. Why does he start off with L'kei Avraham, L'kei Yitzchak v'Yaakov? We have to know. We are children of Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov. That Shlemus that Avraham Avinu had, that Yitzchak Avinu had, Yaakov Avinu has, says the Nefesh HaChaim, it's in us. All the Nisyonis that Avraham Avinu overcame is part of us. We are the Melochim. We have to know who we are. And that's why Yizgaber Ka'ari, when a person gets up in the morning, we spoke, the first Nikud is to know Zvizus is the Hakdoma. The Hakdoma to coming to Avodah Hashem. And it's the Shlemus. That's what the Rosh says. It's the Shlemus to Avodah Hashem. But how does it start? It's Gaber Ka'ari. The person gets up like an Ari. He gets up knowing what's his responsibility. What's the responsibility of a Yid and who he is. Then we can say, what's chat in the Gemara? Kora Shochav Ka'ari Uchlovi Miyikimenu. Why did they pick the Pasuk of Kora Shochav Ka'ari? Could be pshat. It's easy to get up in the morning when it's light. The morning is time of light, simcha. The time of when it's good times. It's when good times, it's easy to get up, hey na'am kalavi yakum, to act like a lion. But what happens when a person is falling? When there's a kara shachar, when he's lying down. When he's hard times. There's the also always ari. That's what it says. That's what the pasuk is telling us. And that's what the Chazal are telling us, that they wanted to put this pasuk in to remember every morning. Kara shachar ka'ari. When there's a time that it's difficult, we're also on ari. Even the difficulties are the kara shachar ka'ari. And that's what the Mashiach says. Uchlavi mi kimeno. If a person knows who he is, no one has to wake him up. He has to internalize these midos, that's what we said, the Torah is teaching us how a Yid should look at the world and look at himself. He has to know. Could be. There's doiv. There are bears out there who are stronger than the Ari. But the Ari knows he has a responsibility. And if he knows his responsibility, even when the time is Shechiva, he remembers, Kara Shochav Ka'ari Uchlovim Yikimenu. And we learn now from there also the din of Kriya Shema L'Amita. So the person says Kriya Shema L'Amita, that's also the Kara Shochav Ka'ari, he goes to sleep like a lion. Sleep with Dveikis in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeicha, to Hein Am Kilovi Yokum, Uch Ari Yisnasa. And we're be'emes be'ezah Hashem, we should be zeicha, that it should be known to the world that we are through us melech boy with dovek in Hashem. That's what it says. Hein om levadad yishkoin ubagoyim lo yischashov. We have to know who we are and be'ezah Hashem we zeicha to the melech malchi amlochim to see the emes of malchus. Be'ezah Hashem be'kor v'herimim. Amen.